You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has urged Christians to engage with the Holy Spirit and to open their hearts to the Spirit before taking important decisions. Speaking during the homily at morning mass at the Casa Santa Marta on Monday, the Pope explained it is the Holy Spirit which moves our hearts, inspires us and triggers emotions. Looking ahead to Pentecost Sunday, the Pope said, the Church is asking for prayers that the Holy Spirit may come into our hearts, into our parishes and into our communities. Drawing inspiration from the first reading of the day, Pope Francis said it could be called the Pentecost of Ephesus, because although the community in Ephesus had received the faith, it didn't even know that the Holy Spirit existed. They were good people, people of faith, the Pope said, but they were not aware of this gift of the Father. When Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they began to speak in tongues. And pointing out that there are many stories in the Gospels that tell of people whose hearts are moved to approach Jesus, like Nicodemus or the Samaritan, the Pope invited the faithful to ask themselves, what place does the Holy Spirit have in my life?
Io sono capace di ascoltarlo.
Am I able to hear it? Am I able to ask for inspiration before taking a decision?
Io sono capace di chiedere ispirazione prima di prendere una decisione.
Or is my heart, he said, quiet, lacking in emotion and turmoil?
O il mio cuore è tranquillo, senza emozioni.
And commenting on the fact that should an ECG be performed on some hearts, the result would be a flat line, the Pope said that even in the Gospels there are still hearts, hearts that refuse to be disturbed by the Spirit. Thus Francis exhorted the faithful to let themselves be disturbed, that is, to ask the Holy Spirit to help them discern and not to have an ideological faith, but to guide them on the path of life. Let us ask for the grace of being able to hear what the Spirit says to our church, to our community, to our parish, to our family, he said, and for the grace to learn the language with which to understand. I'm Linda Bordoni.